This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's a long-standing belief here at Marketplace that you can talk economic headlines until the cows come home. But if you're not talking about how people are living their everyday lives in this economy, you are missing the boat. People and the people running companies. That's why we spend so much time talking with business owners about the day-to-day realities of what they do. Sales, managing inventories, hiring and firing, inflation. Now also content creation. Videos for TikTok and Instagram and YouTube, newsletters, even podcasts. Marketplace's Justin Ho talks small business and big media platforms at a bike store in Newbury Park, California.
The store is called Worldwide Cyclery. It sells high-end mountain bikes and bike components. And in the middle of the store, the company set up a podcasting and video studio. Jeff Cayley is the owner.
So we have different lights and everything set up here for different videos. We've got a bike stand back there that's a more aesthetically pleasing bike stand for videos rather than the more kind of industrial looking types that you'd see in the back of our shop.
There's a green screen, foam on the walls to dampen sound, and plenty of props.
Some custom painted shoes with some bike wheels on there. I'm not sure where this rhino came from.
Kelly's company has been publishing videos, articles, reviews, and other content for about 8 years. The idea is to showcase the thousands of products Worldwide Cyclery sells. Take this video that has 33,000 views on YouTube.
Hello, fellow mountain bikers. It is the month of May, and we are here to tell you the trending products that have sold this month that mountain bikers are buying with over...
Kelly says videos like this fit right into his business. Bike parts are technical. There's a lot to explain and compare.
You know, you look at this and you think, well, is this advertising or, you know, is this just media generation? And the answer is yes.
People might want to buy a product they see in a video, but if they like the video, they'll probably like the company too. And you actually don't need a fancy studio to do any of that.
So I started using my iPhone to just record myself.
That's Brandilyn Green. Back in 2014, she started a social media presence called Voice of Hair to highlight up-and-coming hairstylists. A few years later, she started selling her own hair products and recording videos with her hairstylists.
We would set up the camera and record and talk to the audience and show them the products we were using and how we were styling my hair.
Green says she spent money on ads, but they didn't generate much sales. Then last year, she filmed a video about scalp treatment on her phone.
Here are three things you should try to reduce flaking. Number one,
use... And when she posted it, it got 37,000 likes on Instagram. And Green sold out of her scalp treatment product in 2 days.
Because I just showed them how I used it versus something that was really polished. People didn't care about that. They wanted to see how something worked and what the transformation was going to be.
In some cases, business owners earn revenue directly from the content they generate.
You know, normally for most people, if you have, let's say, 1 million combined followers, you should be generating a pretty decent income from your social media.
James Beck owns a hot sauce shop in Houston called iBurn. And ever since 2020, he's been posting videos under the name Hot Sauce Boss. They started as a way to promote the sauces Beck sells, but he soon realized that videos about those sauces didn't always get a lot of views.
Because iBurn was launched as a gourmet hot sauce shop, and the majority of the content that really does well are the extreme content posts, where I'm doing the hottest things in the world.
So Beck focused more on filming himself eating ridiculously spicy sauces and raw peppers. Most of his videos get tens of thousands of views, and every so often, one goes viral and gets millions, like this one from earlier this year.
The Insanity Challenge. 4 chocolate skulls filled with super hot powder.
In mid-2021, TikTok started paying him for his videos. Beck says now his content business is very profitable.
More than my store, unfortunately.
Beck says he's working on creating his own line of hot sauces. He'll sell his first one directly through TikTok. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.